You are listening to the audio of Naughty Airplane Encounter, brought to you by sexiestories.com. Please visit our website for more erotica pleasure. Now let's get started. It was a long flight from New York to Paris, and I had been seated next to this handsome man who introduced himself as Jack. We chatted for a bit during the takeoff, exchanging small talk about our travel plans. But as the hours dragged on, and we both settled into our seats for the long journey ahead, it seemed like our conversation had come to an end. I glanced over at him occasionally, catching his gaze as he scrolled through his phone or looked out the window. He was wearing a casual button-up shirt with the sleeves rolled up, showing off his muscular forearms. I couldn't help but imagine what those strong arms would feel like wrapped around me, pulling me close for a passionate kiss. As the hours ticked by and my desire grew stronger, I decided to take matters into my own hands. Literally. With no one sitting in the seat beside me, I reached down under the blanket covering my lap and began gently rubbing my clit through my panties. The pressure felt so good, and it wasn't long before I could feel my pussy starting to get wet. I stole a glance at Jack, who seemed deep in thought as he stared out the window. Little did he know that just a few inches away from him, his seatmate was getting herself off. The thrill of being so close to another person while pleasuring myself was intoxicating, and my arousal grew even stronger. I could feel the familiar tingling sensation building in my belly as I continued to rub my clit more insistently. Suddenly, I caught movement out of the corner of my eye. Jack's hand had slid under his blanket and was now moving rhythmically beneath it. He must have realized I was touching myself and figured it would be okay to do the same. My heart raced as I realized what he was doing, and without thinking twice, I let out a small gasp and quickly stifled it with my hand. The sound seemed to have caught Jack's attention, though, as he turned to look at me quizzically for a moment. My pussy throbbed at the thought of him masturbating right next to me, and without hesitation, I decided to take things one step further. Slowly, I slid my hand beneath my blanket, pulling aside the crotch of my panties to reveal my swollen clit. As soon as my fingers made contact with my slick pussy lips, I knew there was no going back. With one hand still hidden under the blanket, I began to rub myself more urgently, imagining that it was Jack's fingers sliding inside me, stretching out my wet pussy and making me moan with pleasure. I glanced over at him again, wondering if he indeed knew what I was doing, or if it was a coincidence that we are both secretly masturbating under our blankets. His eyes were closed now, and his head had tilted back slightly as he continued to stroke himself beneath the blanket. The sight of him so completely lost in his own arousal only made me want him more. With every passing minute, my pussy grew wetter and hotter, until I could feel the warmth spreading out from between my legs and up through my belly. My clit was swollen and throbbing now, begging for release as I continued to rub it faster and harder. I knew I couldn't take much more of this teasing without coming, so I decided to make one final move before succumbing to the pleasure that was building inside me. Leaning over slightly in my seat, I reached out with my free hand and gently rested it on Jack's leg, feeling the warmth of his skin beneath his pant leg. He startled at first, but when he realized it was just me touching him, he let out a soft groan of pleasure and spread his legs wider to give me better access. Encouraged by his response, I slid my hand up further under his blanket, feeling the rough texture of his jeans against my palm as I reached for the bulge that had formed there. As soon as my fingers brushed against the hard length hidden inside his pants, Jack moaned loudly and thrust his hips upward, driving his cock deeper into my grasp. I couldn't believe how big it felt in my hand, even through the fabric of his jeans. Gripping him firmly around the base, I began to rub up and down along the length of his shaft, eliciting another deep groan from him. He was so hard now, and I knew that he must be just as close to coming as I was. I continued to stroke him slowly while my other hand worked furiously on my own pussy, desperately trying to bring myself over the edge before succumbing to the pleasure coursing through my body. My clit was pulsing wildly now, and I could feel a wave of warmth spreading out from between my legs as my orgasm began to build. "Oh God," Jack moaned softly, thrusting his hips up against my hand as he felt my fingers moving faster on the head of his cock. "I'm going to come." His words sent a jolt of excitement through me, and I knew that I couldn't hold back any longer. With one final stroke along the length of his cock, I pushed my fingers deep inside my own wet pussy and began to rub furiously at my swollen clit, feeling the pressure building up inside me until it finally exploded in a blinding flash of pleasure. As wave after wave of ecstasy washed over me, I could hear Jack moaning loudly next to me, his cock throbbing wildly in my hand as he pumped out hot streams of cum onto the blanket covering his lap. We both sat there for several long minutes, catching our breath and basking in the afterglow of our shared release. Finally, I pulled my hand back from under Jack's blanket and wiped off the sticky residue on a nearby napkin. As if on cue, the flight attendant appeared at that moment to offer us refreshments before taking our drink orders. We exchanged nervous glances as she walked away, knowing full well what had just taken place between us, and grateful for the blanket that now covered both of our laps like a dirty little secret. The rest of the flight passed in a haze of contented satisfaction, with neither Jack nor I daring to break the silence that had fallen over us since our naughty encounter. But as we finally began our descent into Paris, I couldn't help but feel a sense of excitement and anticipation about what might happen next between us. And who knows? Maybe one day, when fate brings us together again on another long flight across the Atlantic, we'll find ourselves locked in each other's arms once more, creating yet another unforgettable memory that neither of us will ever want to forget. Thank you for listening to the audio of Naughty Airplane Encounter. If you enjoyed it, please like and follow us for more. You can also visit our website, sexiestories.com, for more erotica pleasure.